You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Statistics released last week by the Ministry of Health tell us about the health of our country. The report shows updated information on the drinking of New Zealanders collected in the New Zealand Health Survey in 20/2021. However, Alcohol Action says these results show a negative view of alcohol consumption in New Zealand. I spoke to Professor Jenny Connor, a spokesperson for Alcohol Action, on the matter.
Can you tell me about the findings of the New Zealand Health Survey in relation to alcohol?
Okay, so what the health survey is telling us is that we have about 20% of the whole population of New Zealand who are over 14 are hazardous drinkers, which means that their health is their health and those around them are being affected by their drinking. The other thing that it tells us is that it hasn't changed. So whatever we're doing about trying to improve things from an alcohol point of view is not working. And, you know, I mean, I'm aware that the reason that nothing is changing is there is no action, no substantial action to improve things in the alcohol realm. So the alcohol industry can do what it likes, and it can continue to recruit new drinkers as drinkers die off or stop drinking.
The survey also outlined some inequities, that being how Māori and Pacifica are more likely to be harmed when it comes to alcohol. Can you tell me a bit about this?
Yeah, so the data also tell us what we have known from other previous surveys, which is that Māori men in particular, but Māori in general, and Pacifica in New Zealand drink in a more hazardous way than the general population. And there are many reasons, obviously, for that. But partly it is about the way alcohol's been introduced into New Zealand as part of colonisation and the status of Māori and Pacific people in New Zealand. And so we have two issues we need to address. One is the overall level of hazardous consumption in New Zealand, and the other is the differences between groups, systematic differences between groups in New Zealand that are further disadvantaging the most disadvantaged populations.
What would Alcohol Action like to be seen done when it comes to an issue like this?
Yeah, so when it comes to what we should be doing, I think there are kind of two parts to it. The first is what Alcohol Action New Zealand was set up to do, and that was advocate for alcohol policies for the whole country that reflect what the research evidence tells us internationally about what works. So what works to reduce consumption across the population are their policies, their regulations, actually, you know, regulating the way alcohol is priced so it's less affordable, reducing the proliferation of outlets, and so keeping caps on how many places can sell alcohol at what times of day, what days of the week, and those sorts of things. Mostly regulations that we've had in the past but have been given away. So reducing the affordability and the accessibility of alcohol to some extent does reduce how much people drink, so it reduces the amount of harm. And the third thing, the third really big thing, is to get rid of promotion of alcohol in the sense of all the different kinds of marketing. And that gives individual people much more choice about whether they drink or not. If they're not constantly bombarded without advertising, and particularly online advertising is really doing a lot of harm. So those are the things we need to do for the population as a whole. And then there are other issues for the groups who are most disadvantaged, particularly Māori. They will be benefited by having these population policies, but it needs to be more than that. And actually that work on what to do in that space needs to be led by Māori. And actually at the current time when we're reorganising the whole health system, part of that is to give Māori more control about about how to address these issues. And in fact, in terms of inequities, there will be action in the Waitangi Tribunal where claims have been filed that the Crown failed to protect Māori from alcohol. So that will give it an added impetus.
What would alcohol action like to be seen done when it comes to an issue like this?
So if the New Zealand government decided to adopt population-based policies that are supported by evidence to reduce consumption in the population, what happens then is that it's not just moderate drinkers who reduce their consumption. It's not just one particular group. It actually affects everybody. And particularly with issues like affordability, the people who drink the most reduce their consumption the most. And so they get the most benefit from that, the most health and social benefit from it. So we can do that. And of course, along with that, the cost of alcohol to the taxpayer will come down. So what happens at the moment is alcohol companies make a profit, huge profit. Virtually everything is owned and run by overseas corporations. So the profit goes offshore. There's a very small amount of tax collected on that money, but most of the cost of the damage is paid for by the taxpayers. So the cost of healthcare, but also the cost of absenteeism, the cost of children being damaged in homes where there are heavy drinkers and so on and so on. All of those costs are picked up by the taxpayer. And at the moment, the best estimate we have of that, which came from Ganesh Nana, it's about 3% of GDP. So if you put that into today's terms, it's actually more than $9 billion. The last number he gave us was $8.75 billion, and that's every year. So that's a huge amount of money that we have to divert funds into. And any reduction in consumption will bring that number down.
That was Professor Jenny Connor, from a spokesperson for Alcohol Action, speaking about the recent New Zealand Health Survey released last week.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.